First off, Lisa, Phase 3 is in full swing, and that means more travel within BC and a somewhat salvageable tourism season. How important was it to get the sector back up and running just in time for summer?
Oh, this was critically important. As you know, Brendan, the tourism sector has been very significantly hit by COVID-19. But thankfully, due to all the hard work of all British Columbians who took Dr. Henry's messaging and recommendations truly to heart, we were able to flatten the curve here in BC. And so now we're able to get out there, encourage British Columbians to rediscover our beautiful province and to make sure they get out there and take the time to explore.
And what types of arts and culture events are being given the green light during this phase, Lisa?
Well, Dr. Henry's orders are very explicit and they're very clear. And so arts and culture sector, as well as all industries, are following them. So no gatherings more than 50 people, the social distancing, the increased hand hygiene. These things are staying in effect, through the summer, through phase three. And so really, so long as organizations are able to adhere to the orders and ensure that those enhanced safety measures are in place, then they can proceed.
Now, back in May, I did an interview with Destination BC where they estimated that the tourism industry could see revenue losses in the billions. How much of a negative impact do you see the sector taking, and what recovery plans are there once this pandemic is over?
Well, as I said, Brendan, the sector was, very significantly hit here in British Columbia. And so we at the ministry and Destination BC have been focused on trying to, salvage a summer season for the sector. So we're encouraging all British Columbians to get out there. We've been able to provide some critical supports to the sector, like the $10 million that we provided to the community destination marketing organizations to ensure that they're ready to welcome visitors in communities across the province when Phase 3 launched, which it did. And so we've been working really closely with the sector over the past 3 months, hearing their concerns, adapting along with them, and we're going to continue work with them moving forward as we work towards recovery for the sector as well.
Now, organizations like Tourism Prince George have stated they lost nearly $13 million of sport tourism dollars in economic impact due to the virus. Most notably, the World Women's Curling Championship, which was supposed to happen back in March. That's equated to 21,000 hotel rooms lost. For you, maybe describe the trickle-down effect something like this has on a community such as Prince George.
Well, sport hostings in areas like Prince George, in Kamloops, the Lower Mainland, these are huge economic drivers for provincial for each of those communities and for the province. So we know we're in phase three, that, phase four is where we contemplate ticket sales and those larger scale events. And so now communities are having to adapt and to focus on that. These are pieces we are looking at, of course, as we move towards recovery and the engagement that Premier Horgan and Minister James announced a week and a half ago. So we are out there in the communities. We're out there talking to the sport. I had a sport hosting roundtable earlier this week, actually, discussing with the various agencies, what it looks like for recovery moving forward. And so we're going to keep talking to industry. We're going to keep talking to communities and people, and we'll try and chart our best path forward.
What's the province doing to assist seasonal businesses that really need, large amounts of tourism traffic, or at least some semblance of tourism traffic, to kind of make a go of it?
Yeah, that's why we've launched our summer marketing program with Destination BC. That really is encouraging British Columbians to get out there and explore their province. We've seen the complete willingness of British Columbians to shop local, really support their main street, their community businesses. And now that phase three is open and we are encouraging people to travel across the province, it's a great opportunity to use that same thinking for tourism as well, and to really encourage people to get into areas of BC that they haven't explored, to support their local tourism operators or provincial tourism operators, and really take the chance to shop local in the province, if you will.
Now, as of Now, a turning point, if you want to call it that, is hotels, motels, and resorts are reopening under Phase 3. Now, I spoke with Ingrid Jarrett of the BC Hotels Association back in April, where she had mentioned that 40,000 people who work in that industry were laid off due to the pandemic earlier in the spring. Does the province have a bit of a gauge on maybe how many of these workers are coming back?
Well, this has been, COVID has been hugely impactful all across the province. You know, it's not just the tourism workers. We do know we have, 400,000 people whose jobs were affected. So this is, affecting industries, all industries and all sectors. Tourism just happens to be hit particularly hard. But that's why our supports in the province have really focused on making sure we're delivering supports and relief to as many businesses as possible, whether they be deferred tax payments or help with commercial rent, whether it be partnering with federal government on wage subsidies and direct income subsidies like the $1,000 check that we're giving to British Columbians who were affected and now on CERB, for example. Relief from bills like hydro and ICBC payments. So, you know, the 19,000 tourism businesses that exist here in British Columbia form a large part of our overall, small and medium businesses as well. And so we're going through having these conversations sector by sector. I'm in very close contact with Ingrid. We have conversations on a regular basis, and we'll take a look at the best way to move forward for recovery with them as well.
Now, as of Wednesday, both WestJet and Air Canada announced an end to physically distanced flights, with the airline industry suffering. Do you think that more people coming through airports is key in drumming up domestic tourism numbers?
Well, I think what's key is for anyone that's coming to British Columbia, we, of course, will be expecting that they follow all our protocols that are here in BC. We want to make sure that, anyone who's traveling is doing so in a safe manner. And so we'll be expecting, visitors from other jurisdictions to make sure that they're following Dr. Henry's advice.
What's maybe been the feedback been like between yourself and your ministry or even the government in regards to those airlines that are hurting right now?
Well, I think Minister Dix has been very clear in his press conferences this week and Dr. Henry that, Dr. Henry's advice has always been to ensure that we're social distancing and that we're maintaining that social distance as much as possible. And so, Minister Dix has made his feelings clear on that. But the most important piece is that people should not be traveling when they're ill. This is a federal regulation and airlines fall squarely in the purview of the federal government. But we want to make sure that people know not to travel if they're ill, and that to the best point possible, we should be ensuring that physical distancing is being maintained.
Now, should people be planning travel within BC for a few weeks down the line, or is there maybe a chance that the travel recommendations will suddenly change, making it preferable to make more immediate plans?
Dr. Henry's been pretty clear that we're going to be in Phase 3 for a little while now. And so, the opportunities to get out there today, it's to travel all summer as we stay in Phase 3. We've been in Phase 3 for a week and a half now, and our numbers are continuing to stay very strong here in British Columbia. And that's because all British Columbians really are still taking Dr. Henry's advice and recommendations to heart. It has been amazing to watch how seriously British Columbia is taking the COVID pandemic and how much each individual person is taking responsibility. And it's due to that we have flattened the curve here in BC and that we are able to get out there and travel today and through the summer.
Now, I recently spoke with BCHL Commissioner Chris Hebb, and he mentioned to me that you were quite receptive at their plan to start the season at 25% capacity with the opportunity to gradually move up once things got better. What's the dialogue been like with them and potentially other sports leagues who want to play while also respecting the guidelines set out by Dr. Henry?
Of course. Yeah, well, that's the key, is the guidelines are there, and the gatherings of 50 are there, the limits on the gatherings of 50. And so, you know, the BCHL put together a great plan of a possibility of moving forward, but those are plans that, you know, get reviewed with health and have to be discussed whether that's possible. The fit limit of 50 isn't going anywhere anytime soon, Dr. Henry has said. But that really is up to her, and we'll have to, adjust according to the health recommendations, because we here in British Columbia have very much been listening to our health officials and really making sure we're making decisions based in science, which has been great.
When the BCHL proposed that, proportionate attendance, model during this pandemic, what were your thoughts when it was first maybe brought to your attention? And do you think that's something that could be workable?
Well, my first thoughts were empathy. Sports organizations, arts and cultural organizations have been severely impacted. You know, an organization like the BCHL relies on ticket sales, as do many other of the semi-professional leagues. And so, you know, we are in a very difficult time. Dr. Henry has said that, you know, those large gatherings and events that, require ticket sales won't be contemplated till phase four. And so we will continue to work through the summer. BC residents are continuing to work through the summer to hold the line and, give us the best chances moving forward of keeping that curve flattened, so we are able to increase as many activities as possible.
Lastly, how has your life or role changed during the pandemic compared to pre-pandemic?
Yeah, that's actually the first time I've ever been asked that question. It's definitely different. All sectors were greatly impacted, but of course, my role as minister is over a number of files that have been very, very severely impacted, and so, there definitely has been a lot of conversations that have had to be had, and that we've always been out there present in the industries, but it's really been important to be present, to be having the conversations, be adaptive and listening. But certainly, yeah, I'm working harder than I ever have before, and it's great because everyone is there alongside with us. Everyone in the tourism sector has been such a great partner to work with and providing such great thoughts and advice, and same with the arts and culture and the sports files as well. People want to help, industry wants to help, everyone wants to find the best path forward for British Columbia. But mostly everyone is really proud too, which is excellent, because it's due to everyone listening that we are where we are, and that we flatten the curve and that we are able to be in phase three right now. And so, I hear a lot of that in my calls too, the as much as this has been really difficult, hard work, for people and businesses, it's due to their hard work that we're in such a good place. So I want to say thank you to all British Columbians that are listening right now for getting us to where we are right now.
Are you finding that you're kind of juggling multiple hats or multiple parts of your portfolio pretty much one time? And are you maybe finding out that maybe a lot of what you're responsible and overseeing kind of maybe co-mingle with each other more now than maybe what you thought when you first took this portfolio over?
Well, there was an absolute brilliance when Premier Horgan put the file together, putting arts and culture and sports under the umbrella of tourism was a fantastic move, because there are so many synergies. Sport hosting is sport and it is tourism. Arts and culture drive tourism. They're all interconnected. And we really saw that when we developed our provincial tourism strategic framework and built that out, how we really need to be, film and television generating interest in our province. Each of the pieces in my portfolio absolutely intermix, and there's the synergy. But when you talk the multiple hats, I'm the mother of a four-year-old, soon to be five-year-old. And so, you know, and a husband who is currently laid off and impacted. And so, you know, working from home and having the family here and then, you know, trying to move forward and getting out there in the communities as we're opening up as well. It's been really interesting to you know, see the dynamics of all working parents, for example, but, you know, all levels of industry who are really trying to navigate that path. I can't say how many Zoom calls I've been on where, you know, a little head will pop up on one of the screens as, you know, there's an amazing working parent out there trying to juggle, you know, what is the new normal at the moment. And so, yeah, it's nice to see how collectively everyone is banding together to make, you know, the best choices for their families, and how employers and people and businesses are banding together to realize that, you know, things are a little different now and things look a little different. So if you have a little four-year-old head pop up during a Zoom call, that's just fine.